Hello, everybody. This is English for You and Fashion. And Wanda, I would like you to stay a little bit there because we're going to do something. We have a very special guest today. Let me introduce Pomazi Giugiono. She's a fashion designer, and look at her blouse. I mean, I'm just watching it, and I hope I can go on with the show. Yes, it's very beautiful. Did you design this yourself? And why did you choose it for this special occasion?
I like bright colors and shiny materials, so that's why I choose it.
Thank you very much, and we have Wanda over there. But before, I would like you to have a look at today's words, and you guys at the back, would you listen very carefully? And Alex?
Yes. No.
Yes. No. Definitely it's going to be your turn to read out the words. So here's the first one. Amazing.
Yeah.
You know it's English? Martin? No. Would you go on, please?
Fühlen figge.
I mean, you can speak Hungarian.
No,
come
I
on.
Can't.
I can't believe that.
Elenk kulturalisch elet.
Super.
Süntelen. Oh, kutatash.
Super. Süntelen kutatash. Wonderful.
As ilet forasha.
Az islet.
As islet.
Forasha.
Mulatni as idut.
Thank you very much. How about the just fantastic. Okay, here's a riddle for you, everybody. If you know the word, please shout out. A long raised path that models walk on in a fashion show.
Catwalk.
And you can see Wanda, you don't mind if I go next to you. Wanda on the catwalk. And I've been wondering if you have, would you put up your hand if you have ever been to a fashion show?
Been to one.
Right. Yeah. The way models walk is just fantastic. They are like Egyptian goddesses. They don't look at the audience. They are really goddesses, and they just look down on us human beings. So would you try it, please? Okay. Fantastic. Wanda was catwalking. It's a new word. Thank you very much. Fantastic. It's amazing. Thank you very much. Okay, go back to your place. And so we have the word catwalk, right? That was the first word, catwalk. Don't forget about it. And I have another word for you. Everybody please, jewelry.
Jewelry.
Which one do you think is the British way of writing it, and which one do you think the American way is? Attila?
Maybe the first one's English and the second one's American.
Both are English, but the first one is British. And the second one is American English. So it's jewelry. And what we are going to do now, we are going to watch a fantastic model. First, look at this woman. What is she wearing? What kind of jewelry? Attila?
Well, I see the earrings and the strange sticks on her hand. That's amazing, too. And then kind of medals on her breast and on her stomach. I don't know what they are called, really. And the kind of bracelet just slipped a bit.
It's around her
arm.
Yes, very, very, very interesting and very beautiful. Now here we go. I'm going to put up a couple of jewelry, but before that, I'm going to give out some word cards. Would you choose one? Ryan? Okay, good. Yeah. Would you look at your word card, please? And I'm going to put on a couple of pieces of jewelry. And if you recognize that piece, would you put up your word card? So here's the first. This is very nice. Small, round, silvery shine things, and this is a would you say it?
Pearl necklace.
Pearl necklace. Pearl necklace. It's a pearl necklace. Now how about another one? I hope I can fix it properly. It's not that easy. I've been practicing it. Right. This is very close fitting. It chokes me, and you can see a beautiful round thing made of wood. Say it.
Bead choker.
It's a bead choker, right? This one. Now how about another one? like this. Okay. And who's got that?
You don't know.
Yeah, that's it, that's it. Say it, say it, Attila.
It's a bangle.
It's a bangle. In Hungarian?
Kotar.
Say it again.
Kotar.
Exactly. Super. Now what? Now this is going to be a very tricky one.
Stop
I hope
it,
it's gonna.
Oh my god.
Stop it,
like this. Okay. And it's hanging. What would you call this?
A pendant earring.
Pendant earring. Something that hangs. It's a pendant earring. Okay. Two more things. I could fix it to my jacket. Say it, Udi.
Brooch pin.
Yeah. Hold it up. Brooch. American English pin, wonderful. And the very last one, I hope I'm not going to lose my beautiful pendant earring. Now you wear it on your necklace, but you think that it brings you good luck. Yes?
A charm?
A charm. In Hungarian?
Charma.
Amulet. Amulet talisman. Thank you very much. I hope I can get rid of these things pretty fast. Right. Okay. Good. Now, what we are going to do now, I would like you to guess what the whole dress looks like, because we can see the top. Now, how long do you think this dress is? And what do you, how do you think the back of the woman, of the model, looks like?
She's probably naked.
Kate. Katie.
I think it's probably bareback, like it's open.
All the way, there's no material, absolutely open?
Not all the way. Not all the way, maybe
probably
halfway.
Up to here.
Yeah, it's like a bustier thing.
So. Right, and how long do you think the dress is?
Probably to the ground. Or just over the knee.
Either over the knees, so that's your prediction, over the knees. Okay, Emesha, how about you?
Well, I think it's long to the ground, and I think...
Would you speak up, because I can't hear you?
I think it's long.
Right.
Dress, and I agree with Katie, the low back.
Thanks. And how long?
Long, long.
Very long?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, Zsuzsa, may I turn to you? How long do you think the skirt is? Or if it's a skirt, maybe trousers, I don't know.
No, and I think it's skirt. It's a skirt and it's a long one. Very long.
And how do you imagine the back?
It's open, halfway.
Uh-huh, all right, good.
So I haven't seen before.
thank you. So let's have a look at it now. And we're going to watch this top model walking on the catwalk. So how about this? Okay.
Who's Naomi Campbell?
Ta-da!
Baby.
Wow.
So who was right?
Everybody.
No, because Katie said that it's just knee high, but it's a little bit longer. Right, okay.
Emesha was right.
Emesha was perfectly right. Okay.
And the lady.
Did you like this dress?
Yes.
Okay, my question is, did you like it, Zsuzsa?
Yes.
It's very nice.
Have you realized that there are perfume glasses here?
Perfume? No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Pendant perfume glasses.
Yes.
Pendant perfume glasses. I've never seen such a thing. And that gives me the idea to ask you. Top models wear fantastic clothes on fashion shows. Now, if you look at women in the street, you can never see women wearing this kind of fantastic clothes. So what's the story? Why not?
Why not? It's because of the people, but I think that it's just an artistic way to show what you can do with designing. But after, if it getting to the shops, it gets simple, more simple, and you can wear it every time.
Right. So it's very, very interesting because people don't really wear it. Maybe they are very, very expensive, right?
Yeah,
that must be one of the answers. Okay. Today we are traveling to Africa, to a very special country again. So let's could we have the map? And I wonder if you can find out the name of this country. Can you read it out?
Senegal.
Yeah, we are traveling to Senegal, and to the capital, which is Dakar. And let me show you the name of the fashion designer we are going to meet. And I wonder if you could give it a try how to pronounce this name. Katie.
Omosi.
Interesting.
Omosi.
Omosi? How about you?
I got you.
We'll see, because we are going to meet this woman. I'm not going to give away her name. I want you to listen to the name, how it is pronounced. All right? And also, try and catch the European language that is spoken in Senegal. And my American international school students, what takes time and patience? So that's your task. And my Hungarian students, I would like some of you, one of you, just one of you, to sum it up in Hungarian. Okay? But we are about to listen. So can we have the first one, please?
An ordinary day in the life of an extraordinary woman. In the backyard of her fashion workshop in Dakar, Umu Si tries out one of her designs. Umu has an exacting eye. To make the dress and the jewelry fit model Fatou Diop to her satisfaction takes time and patience. Today, Umu has dressed three models to display three very different examples of her work. The result? A tiny fashion show on the shores of the Atlantic.
Right. I wanted to get rid of this, but I can't. So maybe after the show, someone's going to help me, because it's very difficult. I've never tried it before. Right. So what takes time and patience? Alex, could you catch
that? To dress the model, because she wants it to fit exactly how she wanted it to.
Yes. And basically to fit the jewelry and the dress, and that takes time and patience. Who volunteers to give a summary? Right, David, please.
Tehát ez a divattervező, hát ennek a divattervezőnek nagyon nagy szüksége van arra, hogy tehát képesnek kell lenni arra, hogy az elképzeléseit formában öntse, mert mint látjuk, eléggé extrém öltözeteket szokott tervezni. Most éppen egy olyan projekttel foglalkozik, ahol az Atlanti-óceán tengerpartján az ízlésének három különböző ízlésnek megfelelően felöltözött modell sétált.
And David, you remember how to pronounce this name?
I think Rudy was right. Umusi.
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 Umusi. Right. And the language that is spoken in Senegal? Still no. Okay, we're going to come back to this point.
French.
French. How do you know?
Because you can hear it.
Yeah, you've been there, right. So this is French, basically. Right. Okay. Now, your job is going to be, who did Umu's work? Grace. Now, grace, if you grace an object or a person, you make it look more beautiful, more attractive. You grace something. Hungarian word for it? Tadisi, Felikesit, right. So who did Umu's work, Grace, that's your job, and what reputation does Dakar have? Dakar is the capital, so what is the reputation? Okay, shall we have the second one, please?
As one of Africa's leading designers, Umu is familiar with a much bigger stage. From Paris to Milan, and here at the FEMA show in 1998 in the Sahara Desert, her work has graced some of the world's top models. Yet Umu has chosen to root her world firmly in the Senegalese capital, a city with a reputation for vibrant cultural life.
Katie?
The supermodels.
Supermodels. Can you name a top model?
Naomi Campbell.
Yeah. Another one?
Claudia Schiffer.
Say it again.
Claudia Schiffer.
Yeah. So Umu's work graced these top models. And what about the reputation? Could you catch that? Dakar?
Kind of cultural life.
What kind of cultural life? Attila, could you catch that?
No way.
Vibrant.
No? So,
vibrant?
Anyway, yeah, that's it. Vibrant cultural life. Vibrant means full of energy, full of activity. Vibrant cultural life. Very nice word. Okay, vibrant cultural life. Great. Now we are going to see Umu going into a shop. And Katie and Rudy and Alex, what's the life of a fashion designer like? And what becomes a source of inspiration? That's your task, my Fotokos students. A source of inspiration in her life. A source of inspiration. Okay, so shall we have the next one, please?
The life of a designer is caught up in the restless search for new fabrics, new materials, and new ideas. Here, a bead shop becomes a source of inspiration. Umu is also one of the shop's best customers.
Beads are a centuries-old tradition. They've been used for years, and they are the cheapest way of making beautiful hairstyles for Africans.
Right. So, what's the life of a fashion designer like, Rudy?
Going around looking at other things in stores to get ideas of what to do.
Right. And you remember the word she used, Alex?
Inspiration? I don't know. She used a lot of words.
Restless search for new ideas, new materials. Right, so it's a restless search. And I'm going to ask you, Jojo, whether it's true, if it's really a restless search, always looking for something new, trying to find something new. But before asking you, your job was, what was the source of inspiration?
Bead shop.
I've got this bead and I can't get rid of, so it's very easy to show what a bead is, okay, because I just can't get rid of this. All right, so the next bit is going to be about source of inspiration. Source of inspiration. So, Umu got her inspiration in a bead shop. Yeah. How about you? Where do you get the inspiration?
I used to go to material shops to get inspiration. I like very much, as I told you, shiny material. And I'm just search for materials.
And okay. Look at the material and you can imagine the dress just by looking at the material and touching it?
Touching it, yes, exactly.
And the color is also important, I believe.
Yes, of course.
Right, okay, thanks a lot. Now, what different commitments does Umu have? We already know that she's a fashion designer. How about this? What other things does she usually do? Okay, so the next bit, please.
Umu runs a thriving fashion business and a beauty salon. One would have thought that that might be enough. Far from it. In 1996, Umusi opened West Africa's first internet cafe, Metisikana, or I'm Coming, in the Pearl language. Thanks to Umu and her husband Michel, you can while away the hours in one of the most chic cafes in the city, or chat online to friends around the world. And upstairs, there's a school for aspiring models thrown in.
Okay, so let me help you a little bit. She's got four commitments. Rudy, can you name all four of them?
She's got a cafe. She's got a school to teach models, if you want to become a model. She's got a beauty salon. And
her most important job is a fashion designer.
Oh, yeah,
she's
yeah.
a fashion designer.
I didn't know you wanted that.
Right. Okay. What kind of cafe does she have?
An internet cafe.
Right. Have you ever been to an internet cafe?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Fine. What can you do in an internet cafe?
You can go on the internet.
On the internet. And this is our new word at the back. You can while away the hours. You can spend the time in a pleasant way, leisurely. You can while away the hours. Right. Fine. Okay. Now, Umu is very intelligent. She's got a beauty salon. She's a fashion designer. She runs a cafe. Now, your job is going to be to listen to how many different qualifications does she have about her education, how many universities and colleges and high schools, so that kind of stuff. So could we have the last bit, please?
I've never been to school and I've never been to university. And for me, every day is like school because I've never been to school. I'm not educated, but I'm not handicapped either. And it doesn't worry me. Rather, it's a blessing for me. I don't organize my time. I live my time as it comes, and the times come and go. People arrive without prior appointments. This is Africa, after all.
Right, so Emesha.
Well, she hasn't been to any university or in school. Well, her school is her own life, everyday living.
Yeah, that surprised me a lot. Would it be possible in Hungary to be a fashion designer without any qualification, without any previous training and school? Would it be possible?
Yes, I can imagine. I didn't do that, but anyway, it can be.
So all you have to have is a little bit of artistic inspiration and skill, and that's it? basically.
Please repeat it.
Yeah. So because Umu became a fashion designer without any training, without any school. So what she had was fantastic artistic talent. That's all she had. Is that enough?
But she said another thing.
Yes.
The life is teaching her. So I think that's true. I always learn from the life. You have to look around. You have to ask people if they like it or not like what you are doing. So.
Yes. Thank you very much. I agree with that. Wanda, would you please stand up for a second?
Of course.
And I forgot to ask you about your clothes. So why did you choose that? Particular,
exactly.
Yeah.
Because it's very elegant.
It is.
What do you think?
Yeah.
And it's elegant and in a modest way, very simple. And it's very important. It was designed by Pomati.
Yes.
It's a lovely girl.
Your English is fantastic. I mean, I believe that English for You programs helped you a lot. I mean, look at her, she can speak English. It's amazing.
Thank you, you are very kind.
You're welcome. I mean, that's just the truth. And we have Zsuzsa Biro. Would you please come here? And she is standing on the catwalk. And it's again another design of Zsuzsa Pomazi. And the question is the same. Maybe it's not very original. So why did you choose that particular beautiful dress?
Because I think it's elegant and bohemian at the same time. And it's close to my personality and far from that. Close because I like the depth of the purple and I like the shape of the cloth. But it's very far from me to wear it pink, usually.
Uh-huh.
But here I did.
And you like the material?
Of course.
Yes, yeah. it's really nice. How about walking a little bit?
Very dangerous. Because it's quite long.
Wow. Thank you very much. I'm amazed. Thank you. Just come here and sit down somewhere. Right. Thanks a lot. Now, on the projector, there are going to be three designs of Zsuzsa. And I would like you to look at the three designs and to come up with one thing. Which one would you like to wear? Okay? So this is number one.
It's interesting for all the boys.
Right. Yes, it's a good question. Right?
That was cool.
Could you say anything about it, Zsuzsa? You designed it a couple of years ago.
It's a communication. Just look at it. Right. I can't tell you anything else.
Okay, so this is the first one. You can see the back of the clothes at the back. Also, could we have the second one, please? And can you imagine yourself wearing this particular outfit? Now here's the second one. Colors would be very, very important, right? So what color do you think it is, Zsuzsa? What is the color you would want it?
I not just think, but I have one of this in my shop, and it's khaki. Can I tell you?
Yeah.
So that's it.
That's it. All right. And here comes the third. And I would like you to think about very, very carefully. Yes. Right. Interesting arm. What would you call it? I don't know. What would you call it in English?
This a shrug.
A shrug.
Would you say it again, Alex?
A shrug.
A shrug. Yes. Okay. So, Katie, which one would you go for?
Probably number three.
Number three?
Yes.
Put up your hand if it's number three. I mean, Attila, I'm not going to get you. It's number three, right? Yes. Number two? Number two, and no, Wanda, number one?
Oh, number three.
Number three, you two, number three. All right, let's go back to the words. Alex, it's still your job to read them out. Yes, please.
I can't remember what I said last time. Keep it there.
Maki?
Catwalk.
Super.
Füllen Züge.
Wanda?
Pendant earring.
Good.
Elen kulturalisch.
Vibrant cultural life.
Super. Your pronunciation is beautiful.
Yes.
Restless search. Excellent.
Als Islet Borasha.
The source of inspiration.
Yes. And then I think there's just one more.
Why more?
Mulat ni as idut.
Right. While away the hours. Thank you very much, Zsuzsa. Thank you for coming.
It's been a pleasure
to have you. See you next week.
Megjöttem, voilà!
Apa, mit csináltál?
Nekem nincs több pénzem.
Akkor szerez valahonnan.
Mit, ha mazsolás kungófot csinálna?
Végül is kilőtte ezt a fácán, te vagy én?
Ha nem hozol nekünk pénzt, tudod, mit csinálunk a drága nővéreddel?
Rajta kapták Csicsót, amikor CD-t lopott a plázában.
Ha ma délután nem hozol nekem 50 000-et, akkor kitetoválnak ezzel!
Drága doktor úr, a sorozat folytatódik ma délután az M2-n.